Today, federal indictments on charges of helping terrorists in two cities. One Seattle man faces accusations that he provided support to Al-Qaeda. And in Detroit, prosecutors have charged five men with conspiracy for promoting attacks in the U.S. and overseas. From member station WDET, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
The federal indictment charges the five men with providing items and other help to a terrorist group who planned violent attacks in Jordan, Turkey, and the United States. The men have been held in federal custody for months. Several of them were arrested shortly after September 11th at an apartment in Detroit. Federal agents were searching there for a suspect allegedly tied to Osama bin Laden and two of the hijackers who flew passenger jets into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. That man was not at the apartment, but was later arrested and is jailed in New York on immigration charges. The FBI did arrest three other men at the Detroit apartment after agents discovered roughly 30 passport-sized photos and blank passport documents. Agents also found diagrams for airport runways and documentation they now say suggests plans to attack military bases overseas and possibly an assassination plot against former U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen. The indictment also alleges authorities found a videotape that appears to depict surveillance of well-known landmarks, such as Disneyland in California and the MGM Grand Casino in Las Vegas. Authorities allege the men may be involved with providing financial support to an Islamic terror group, which launched a jihad in the 1990s against both Israel and the U.S. military presence in the Middle East. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.